Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Note to Self. In today's Note to Self, I'm going to be speaking into the power of being abundance and how this creates effortless abundance in your life. When we access a state of being in our life in any area, when we're being our potential, we effortlessly and easily attract the results that we desire. We attract opportunities, we attract relationships, we attract resources, we attract financial abundance. We attract our needs with grace and ease when we're truly tapped into knowing who we are at our core, which is abundance. Today, I'm going to share with you a little bit more about the concept of being abundance, hopefully to illuminate some things that might be in your blind spot, whether it's perhaps a resistance to believing in abundance or believing in yourself, or noticing different thought patterns that you might have that's inhibiting things to flow to you effortlessly and easily. We're going to dive right in. So being abundance is about cultivating a mindset of abundance in every aspect of your life, from beliefs and thoughts to your actions and your overall orientation of reality. It's about embodying the essence of who you are at your core, which is abundance, embodying that in everything you do and allowing that abundance to flow into every area of your life, not resisting your true nature, not resisting the good things to come to you. So many of us have been through things in the past that have created a bit of a cloudy lens on who we believe that we are, or what we believe that we're capable of, or what we believe that we're allowed to have in this life. And when we go to work on being abundance and conditioning this into who we are, into our minds, into our bodies, that's how we create the transformation that we're desiring. The clean lens that allows us to see abundance all around us, to see ourselves as abundance, and thus attract that and create that in every day of our life. For me, I've always had a focus on abundance since I started the self-improvement, let's say the law of attraction journey from like back in the day. Abundance was this word. I feel like I know it's kind of tossed around quite a bit these days. Abundance was this word that I just felt like, to me, abundance is so prosperous. It's overflowing energy. It's more than enough. It's witnessing the beauty, being moved by the beauty of life every single day. And it was in really focusing on this word and its meaning and being willing to see it that I started gathering evidence in all different areas of my life to say, yes, like this life is abundance, like literally saying yes to life in general and allowing good things to flow to me. And I can say, like, in that being abundance from the beginning of the journey, it's created incredible results for me. Opportunities, relationships, finances, abundance all around. And I'm going to explain this to you because I think some people kind of relate abundance to finances a little bit. I've witnessed like having more than enough even when I was struggling financially. So I'll give you an example. There were certain periods of time when I was living in Rome where I was struggling to make it work as an entrepreneur. I was in this space of sort of relying on YouTube and YouTube sponsors to come in order to feel like I had enough money, of course, to pay my rent and buy food and things like that. But in that, I still manifested free trips and experiences, abundant meals that would have costed hundreds of dollars, opportunities, gifts, things like that. And I always had more than enough because it wasn't just about money. It was about being abundance and being open to receive abundance in all the forms that it wanted to come to me. So let's get into how this kind of works. So beliefs. We're first going to touch on beliefs. Beliefs shape your reality. When you believe in abundance, in the infinite possibilities and opportunities that life has to offer, you open yourself up to a world of abundance. By cultivating beliefs that support abundance, you create a fertile ground for this energy to grow and flourish in your life. So with that, right now, as you're listening, do you believe in abundance? Do you believe that that's possible for you to experience a reality where things are overflowing, where things feel prosperous, where you look around and you're moved by the beauty of life? Guaranteed, you've had a moment where you felt moved by the beauty of life, let's say. Imagine if that was every day, where you just felt like it's all happening for me. Ask yourself now if you truly believe that, if you believe that on a deep level, and or if there's anything that's resistant to that thought or that idea, maybe inquire in your journal why, or take a moment to drop down in meditation after this podcast and ask, why can't I see that in myself? Why am I not willing to believe or open up to the beautiful possibilities of what's available to me? Next is thoughts. Your thoughts are powerful creators of your reality. They're not the whole piece, but they are a big part of it. Because when you think thoughts of abundance, when you choose to actively focus on what you have rather than what you lack, and you express gratitude for the blessings in your life, and you continue to envision a future filled with abundance, you attract more of it into your life. Your thoughts become magnets that draw abundance to you, and this becomes effortless when you condition beliefs into your being, because at our core, when we believe we're abundance, it's a lot easier for us to move through life thinking thoughts like, wow, I'm so prosperous. Wow, I attract so many great things to me inside my life. Or wow, like I truly love my home. I'm so grateful that I have shelter over my head, close to where food on the table. You start to experience reality differently, as in like your thoughts, which paint your reality, just feel a whole lot more overflowing when you believe at that core level. So as I mentioned, your thoughts are the powerful creators of your reality, but they're not the whole piece. It's easier to think good feeling thoughts when your beliefs have been adjusted at their root. And if this is something that you feel like, oh, you know, I feel like there's a deeper dive for me here, I feel like I want to dig deeper into this, I would love to invite you into my 4-month program, which is Law of Being. This is a combination of an IPEC program that has 12 modules and weekly coaching over a 4-month period of time, where we are really going to integrate the transformation, really going to go to work at your beliefs on a core level, so it's easier to embody abundance. The next point that I want to make here is your actions. Your actions are the bridge between your thoughts and your reality. When you take inspired action towards your goals and your dreams, you align yourself with the abundance that you seek. By taking proactive steps towards creating the life that you desire, you signal to the universe that you are ready and willing to receive abundance in all of its forms. So it's not just about, like I said, thinking good thoughts around abundance. You've got to be willing to take action, and you've got to create the space in yourself to receive inspired actions. So those ideas or impulses that just flow through you, like, hey, I'm going to email that person and see if they're interested in collaborating with me, or hey, I want to start a podcast, or oh my goodness, what if I could take my art business online? Like that could create a whole realm of possibilities for me. So we've got to be taking actions, and I think you can all relate to having an idea, and when you take action on it, whether it's sending an email, having a phone call, or working on your business, or having a conversation with someone that you know will deepen your connection, when you take actions, it integrates a deeper level of confidence, the confidence in knowing who you are, the confidence in yourself as an abundant being full of potential, and it opens up, of course, that greater realm of possibilities for yourself and what you're available for, what you're open to receive. So actions are important, and actions are something that I find it can be, for me personally, it can be a little bit challenging to identify sometimes what the actions I need to take are. But through Law of Being, the PDF workbooks and the journaling prompts and the deeper dig within, it illuminates what those actions are on a micro level even. Like not necessarily big work that needs to be done, but like what are these small adjustments that I need to make to access or unlock my next level and potential around being abundance. Every time that I personally come back to the curriculum, I always unlock something else. And again, that's why I'm launching this program and guiding people through it myself, is because it is insanely powerful. And I know, like I said, the word abundance has been tossed around, but there are also experiences in life which can take us out of feeling like we're in our momentum or in our upward spiral. And if you have the tools inside Law of Being in your toolkit or in your awareness, you can take action as soon as you recognize, that thought was not in alignment with abundance, or like, where did that belief come from? And you can adjust course. You can dig a little bit deeper and unlock potential. Every time when we have resistance showing up in our reality, it's there to encourage us to look into our blind spots or look into what's triggering us to open up a next level of freedom. Because ultimately, abundance is a deep, powerful, expansive level of freedom. Because when we feel like things are overflowing, we feel like we are absolutely unstoppable and we have the freedom to do with our life what we wish to do, create with our life what we wish to create. All of the resources are there for us. The next and final tip or highlight that I want to make today is around your orientation of reality. This is how you perceive and interact with the world around you. It shapes your experience of abundance. When you approach life with an attitude of abundance, seeing opportunities where others see obstacles, trusting in the flow of life, and embracing abundance as your natural state of being, you create a reality that reflects that abundance back to you. So a key here is how you perceive and interact with the world around you. Are you looking for evidence of lack, or are you looking for evidence of abundance? When you orient yourself towards an abundant reality, right, claiming it, and what I can say for myself is anytime I'm ready to like claim it and orient myself, I get myself into spaces of being with people who have already unlocked that within themselves, like such as joining a new coaching container, like a mastermind container. It's the stretch that I'm desiring. It's like, I don't want to just have a really powerful journaling session one day where I'm perceiving abundance and I'm looking for evidence for it. I want to be in a container where I am required to do this work every day. Like, I've made a serious commitment and intention to create lasting transformation, not just a momentary thing. So orientation of reality, like however you are perceiving, and you know, this is deeper mindset work because it has to do with behaviors. It has to do with sort of going to the mental gym, if you will, and focusing very intently on what it is that you're creating. And like I said, for me, it works most powerfully and potently when I'm inside of a container. But when you do this work on that deeper level and all of these things combined, that's when everything starts to flow in effortlessly, because you've locked it in, because it just is who you are. So think of an area of your life where things just flow easily to you. Maybe it's in your career. Maybe you are just like absolutely thriving, and so clients or promotions or things just seem to happen for you effortlessly and easily. Maybe you have this experience in manifesting homes. Maybe you've never had an issue finding your dream apartment or that next level in a home. Like, maybe it's just like, wow, this always seems to happen for me. You're being someone who believes in those opportunities. You're oriented in a reality in a way where you've shifted your paradigm where, yeah, that just is for me. It's just effortless and easy. I trust. And a big part of this is, in doing this work, is identifying where the past might be holding you back from believing in the potential of your future. The law of being really encourages you to drop the past, recognize where the past may be dictating your future, right? So if you had, let's say, a childhood where you grew up in poverty, that could be the reason why you may not fully believe in your potential to be wealthy, because there's some aspects or dimensions of the past where it felt like money was hard, really a place of struggle sometimes. And my heart goes out to any of you who have ever been in that situation or financial struggle. I think that's something that a lot of us came here to learn, is about money and feeling like we're worthy of it, or orienting ourselves in a place where we feel like, yeah, it's mine. It's okay to have. I'm accumulating more. I'm allowed to have overflow. I feel abundant. So I, at my true core, I feel abundant. So I can and will continuously attract wealth to me. Or if there were different aspects of your childhood where maybe your parents were divorced and it was a bit more challenging to believe in a loving relationship because you didn't have that example. Like, these are natural things that occur in life for a lot of us. And when we go on the self-awareness journey, we discover like, how some of these dynamics from our younger years, how our past has been dictating our reality or our beliefs. So if any of that's resonating or anything that's pop in some popcorn, as I like to say, then check out Law of Being and see if like this is the transformation that you've been desiring. But also just know that wherever you're at, it's natural for us to continuously have to release the past. It's just a part of the human experience. But if there are specific areas where you're like, I'm not receiving the results that I want, it could be an opportunity to sit down in meditation or have a journaling session about, how is my past dictating my future? Like, why do I have these beliefs? Like, love isn't available for me, or abundance isn't available for me, great wealth isn't available for me. Like, why is that, right? So that's just some perhaps actions to take in regards to that. But back to being abundance, it's about aligning your beliefs, thoughts, actions, and your orientation of reality with the abundance that already exists within and around you. It is who you are at your core, like I've said before. And sometimes the lens gets foggy based on what we've been through in the past. But being abundance is about tapping into your infinite potential that's available to you and allowing it to flow effortlessly into every area of your life. You are worthy of it. You are that. You are abundance at your core. So I invite you into Law of Being, or I invite you, if you're not feeling the call to the program, to just sit with yourself, journal. If there's anything in what I shared today that's igniting something within you, an awareness, if there's something in your blind spot that's being illuminated, I encourage you to do the work, because big shifts happen quickly when you're willing to look at things that you haven't looked at before. Big shifts happen quickly when you're willing to illuminate the things in your blind spot, when you're willing to just be the gentle observer of what might be there inhibiting the abundance that I'm desiring in my life in whatever form that is. And also remember that abundance is not something you acquire. It's something that you become. As you embody the essence of abundance in your being, you create a ripple effect that has the power to transform your life and the lives of those around you. So when you be abundance, when you really integrate that, massage that into your being, and you know that that's who you are at your core, it's effortless. It's not like I have to try or effort to get the results. It just is. It's like breathing. Being abundance is being your true potential. It's the effortless state of attraction, of situations, opportunities, relationships, finances that all feel overflowing and prosperous to you. So I hope that this episode supported you, and know that you are abundance. No matter what it is that you might be struggling with in any area of your life right now, you're human and we all go through different lessons. But whatever the struggle is, remember, use this podcast as a sign or confirmation that you are abundance and great potential exists inside of you. And all that needs to be done in some way or another is just to shine up that lens, right? Wipe off any fogginess, you know, spray some Windex on it, spray some whoosh, some glasses cleaner, and create some clarity for yourself and know that you are fully worthy and deserving of everything that's on your heart. Abundance is your birthright. It just is. It just is who you are. Anyways, here's to being abundance in every moment of every day. You are that, and I love you, and I'll be talking to you again in another episode very soon.